Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day. Blue sky, a few puffy clouds where I am here in Maine, and I hope you have the same type of weather. August is coming. It's the month that we really need to push our gardens. A lot to do in the garden, and if you have any questions, call us, 800-259-9231. And don't forget the newsletter. It's free. Just go to paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. Top of the page, click on newsletter, put your email address, and submit it, and you'll get it every single Thursday. While you're there, look at this past week's newsletter. We talked about edible flowers. It's something that can really make your salads and grow give you a beautiful looking table with color. We talked about blossom end rot of tomatoes and other vegetables and the tomato hornworm. If you currently get the newsletter, we put a new button on the right side of the newsletter where you can send that newsletter to a friend. It will not put them to receive it every week. It will just show them. And if you have a friend that needs some help, send them the newsletter. You'll be able to put a note to tell them about it, and it does not put them on it. They have to apply themselves. So it's a good way to teach a friend about gardening. Again, it's free, and it's every single Thursday. Tom, who's at first this hour?
First up, we've got Alice from Maine with a question about climbing hydrangeas.
Alice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I get you on your block, and now you're off. So will you keep open line so I can hear the answer to my question?
Sure.
Having to do with the climbing hydrangea, I have been going on several trees as well as otherwise. Will they damage the tree in any way? And I have another quick question. I called you a couple of weeks ago having to do with fungus in the lawn. Have sprayed with fungicide 2 weeks ago. Nothing's happening. Am I expecting too much?
Okay. On your climbing hydrangea, it will not hurt that tree. It uses the tree as a type of trellis. And as far as a climbing hydrangea moving out on the ends of the branches and blocking the sunlight from getting into the plant, it will not happen. Climbing hydrangea is a slow-growing plant to begin with, where it will maybe grow a couple of feet a year. But if you can give the hydrangea sun all day, it will bloom like crazy. If it can only get a half a day of shade, it will bloom, but not as much in the sun. But it will grow very, very well in a shaded area. The more sun, the more flowers. And if you have a big tall, like a big oak or a big pine, and you want something to climb, that's the perfect plant because it has a suction cup type root system on the stem that will force that stem as it climbs up to adhere to the trunk of the plant, and it sticks right there. It does not damage the plant at all. At all, at all, at all. So it's a real good plant for you to have in your yard, and it will work very well for you. And I just, my mind just went blank, and I forgot what your second question was. Oh, fungus. Because of the drought and the hot, hot weather that we had the last couple of weeks, you're not going to see the results as fast. So what I would suggest is this. If you have a fungus problem in your lawn and you have treated it, what you should do, Alice, is fertilize the lawn and water to encourage new growth. The fertilization will make the blades of grass that have gone dormant with the heat and dryness wake up or start to grow, and it will fill in the holes where fungus was a problem. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dean from Cape Cod with a question about his apple trees.
Dean, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Great show. Very informative. I love it. Listen, I have a question about my wife has three apple trees in the yard, and I was helping her do some weeding because we have a little, you know, area underneath the trees where we have black mulch. And then a couple of the trees, the branches are so low to the ground, I have to get down on my belly to work under that. Now, is it okay to cut some of the lower branches that are coming out? That's one of my questions. And my other question is, where actually do the apples begin? Do they come out of a branch or out of a leaf?
Okay. Very good questions. Now, on the lower branches, this is not the time of the year for you to prune your branches. The best time, and if you worked at a commercial orchard, they prune all of their fruit trees during February, March, and early April, when the tree is dormant. So right now, even though the branches are touching the ground, they're covered with leaves. The leaves are the factory that makes the energy for that plant. If you cut everything right now, you're going to lose all of the energy inside the branches, and the factory will be less productive. By pruning it in the late winter, early spring, the energy that's currently in those branches, when the plant begins to go dormant in October, all of that stored energy that's in the branches will move down into the root system. So when you prune the plant in the late winter, early spring, the food and all of the sugars and the energy is below the ground. So when you move the branch, you don't lose anything. So wait until then to do that, and you'll be in great shape. Now, the flowers come from what they call a spur. It's a little short stem on the branches of your apples. And normally, if you were to buy a new apple tree from the nursery, it will take 3 to 5 years for that young seedling to be strong enough and well enough established to make an apple in your yard. 3 to 5 years, depending on you. If you just water it a little bit, you'll never feed it, it will take 5 years and possibly even longer. If you feed it spring and fall, if you water during the summer, like when it's hot and dry, like July and August, the tree will grow faster, will mature quicker, and will be more productive. Like anything else, you have to say to yourself, I'm thinking long term. You're not buying an apple tree, planting it, and expecting anything for at least 2 or 3 years. It takes time for the plant to get established. Once it's established, that apple tree will be productive for 50 years or more. But it takes time to mature and become productive. So in the meantime, if you feed it spring and fall, if you water during the heat of summer, during July and August, the plant will mature and the productivity will get into the plant sooner. So the better you care for it, the sooner it's going to grow. But do your pruning in March or April. That's the best time, before the plant wakes up and begins to grow. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Al from New Hampshire with a question about his lawns.
Al from New Hampshire, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I've got a question about, I had just put some sod down about a month ago, and it's starting to turn like a gold, more like hay. And
okay.
I also have four dogs, four large dogs, and there's no way I could get them away from that. What
okay.
can I do?
Okay, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly what to do for that sod.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Al about the sod color and gypsum. Now, sod, especially newly planted sod, requires a lot of water. Your traditional lawn, once it's established, will survive and do very, very well with 1 inch of water per week. When you put down sod, for that first year, from the time you plant it until the fall, you're going to need to provide that plant with 1.5 to 2 inches of water per week. Not one. Because you've got a big grass plant on top and a small root system. Because what they've done is they grow the grass, go into the field where the grass is grown, and they cut it, and they have less than 1/2 inch of root for over 1 inch of actual foliage. So the secret for getting that lawn established is water. It doesn't have to be often, but it has to be deep. You need to keep the soil below the sod moist at all time. And when you get a day where your temperatures get above 80, 85, you should water morning and night, not in the afternoon. If you water in the middle of the day, a lot of it's just going to evaporate. So, first thing in the morning, and then after 5 o'clock. Not at 9, 10 o'clock at night, but 5, 6 o'clock. So, two good soakings. If you could let the sprinkler run for about 20 minutes to a half an hour, both times. The other thing is fertilizer. If you did not fertilize at the time that you put down the sod, you need to feed it. And if you really want to help it to get established quicker, and it will change that coloration, a liquid food will go a long way. Now, Scott's has they have a feeder, and it's a liquid. It comes in a green bottle. You just screw it onto the feeder called liquid feed. And it has a built-in feeder so that you turn on the water, it mixes all by itself, it comes out like a nice shower, or you can use the Miracle-Gro bottle feeder, but you need to use something that can be used instantly to stimulate the root system to get it caught. If you can do that, if you can really feed that plant, You have to remember, it's a well-established plant. Most of the roots have been removed, and you need to have it established. And during July and August, it's under a lot of stress. So really put the water to it, and if you could liquid feed that grass once a week during July and August, you'll have something that will be really, really wonderful. Now, animals. It doesn't matter if it's a seeded lawn or a sodded lawn. The best way is to improve the drainage on your property. Because you improve the drainage, it doesn't mean that you get rid of the water that's there. You help it to get rid of the excess. So where you have sodded, where your dogs go, if you could use a liquid gypsum, the liquid gypsum will open up the soil to get rid of the excess moisture faster. So knowing that you have dogs, it's the urine that's very hot, that has a lot of nitrogen in it. And if you could irrigate on a regular basis, you can remove that urine because your soil is better drained. There's no product on the market right now that will control the urine in your lawn. There used to be, but the company is no longer around. Contact your vet. The vet can help you to put something in the animal's food or water that will help to neutralize the nitrogen that is burning the grass in your backyard. Call your vet. He can help you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from Mass with a question about his butternut squash.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
My problem is I got beautiful vines, but no squash.
Okay. Okay. The one thing that you have to realize with some of your squashes is that they produce a lot of flowers early on, and this is still early for your winter squashes. Your winter squashes are more productive during July and August than they are at any time of the year. The month of July, we had a problem. And the problem was we had temperatures above 90 degrees. So, your squash comes into bloom. Your daytime temperatures exceed 90. Because it's so hot, the flower becomes sterile and aborts. Same thing happens with your tomato plants. And if you go in your garden and you look at your tomatoes, you will see not the new ones, but down one or two clusters of flowers. You'll only see a very limited amount of tomatoes on that plant. And it's because it was too hot. So as the days cool, your squashes will be more productive. So don't panic. The other thing that you could do that would really help your squashes is, remember, they're most productive now. So once they form, if you can give them a good feeding with a water-soluble fertilizer. So you use Miracle-Gro, you use the seaweed, you can use fish emulsion if you want to stay organic. But a liquid fertilizer right now is going to give you more effect than a long term. You have a limited window. You want to push that plant, and a liquid food is your best bet. So get out the Miracle-Gro, get out the liquid food, the fish emulsion, the seaweed, and give your plant, right at the base of the plant, 2 or 3 gallons of water soaking slowly into the soil, and that will make that plant more productive. It's nothing that you've done wrong. We had over a week, in some places 2 weeks, where we had temperatures above 90, the plant will not tolerate that, and it will abort the blooms. That's why you don't see much squash, winter-type squash, grown in the south. It's too hot. Most of your butternut, acorn, Hubbard squash, your winter-type squashes, are grown in the northern half of the country. And when we get hot temperature, the flowers fall because of the heat. So don't panic. There's plenty of time. So feed your plants, give them plenty of water, and you'll have enough squash to get you through the winter. Everything is fine. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Wendy from Plymouth with a question about her cucumbers.
Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a problem with my cucumbers. Usually by this time, I have a lot of cucumbers, and I have the cucumbers, the plants themselves are growing well, but I have no flowers. And I
okay.
don't know what's going on, because usually I have tons of flowers, and, you know, so I don't know what to do.
Okay. You've done nothing wrong. Because I'm getting the same thing on mine, and I was curious. I planted the seed. I've got good foliage growth. I've got a couple small cucumbers, maybe 2 or 3 inches long, and that's it. And last year at this time, I had a ton of cucumbers just like you. Well, about a mile from my house, there's a farm stand. And I went over yesterday because I was concerned that mine weren't producing. And he has, right near his little farm stand, a quarter of an acre of just cucumbers. And he always sells them. So I pulled up the stand. He had corn. He had summer squash, zucchini, green beans, blueberries, and I said, do you have any cukes? And he said, no. I said, what do you mean you don't? I said, your feel is all, he said, it's just leaves. And he told me that had to be the heat. His plants are huge. They're big, big foliage, and there are blooms on them. But when he looks at where there are small cukes, they are on the newer flowers. So I went in the field with him, and we started to look backwards. Where the cuke is now, we went back following that vine, and we found the flower clusters, and there was nothing there but a wilted bloom. So it had to be the heat that we had last week and the week before that exceeded 90 that prevented the cucumbers from being as productive. And this is an old-time farmer. And he said, it happens when you get a lot of heat during July, they just don't produce. It's too hot. And the other thing is, when you get temperatures above 90, 95 degrees, the bees that do all the work, they're not flying. It's too hot for them to actually go and do the pollination. So they will go out early in the morning and do their job. But as the temperature increases and it gets real, real hot, their activity, because of the heat, gets to be less and less. So, again, you got a problem with pollination, temperature, stress to the plant, lack of moisture, all this combined. It has cooled off. Put the sprinkler in your garden, give them a little bit of a liquid food, and they will get productive again. I looked at mine. I've got some little ones, and all of the new growth is covered with blooms. So, like you, I'm expecting more in the future. But I'm discouraged that I haven't had any since then. But it's all heat and stress related, and the insects not doing their job because it's too hot. Good question. Thank you, Wendy. And I think I'll do that. Get some information in the newsletter also. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who is next?
Next up, we've got Marcel from Rhode Island with a question about winter rye cover crop.
Okay. Talk to me. Tell me what you want to do with the winter rye cover crop.
Okay, I had a bad year for my vegetable garden. It was infested with nutsedge, so what I did is I built a sifter, and I dug up the little nuts and the roots, and then I sifted it. Did not return the little pebbles into the dirt. I kept them aside because you can't tell the difference between a pebble and a nut. And
right.
Now I planted, I got about halfway through my garden, I planted some tomatoes, and they're not coming up very well. The earth seems to be lacking nutrients. So I was reading about winter rye cover crop for this coming fall. And
right.
To restore, you know, more body to the garden, I was just wondering
right.
what you were thinking.
Okay. What I'd like to have you do is this. If you can get to the beach this fall and pick up some seaweed or kelp will do more for your garden than growing this cover crop. Growing up, we lived in Scituate, Mass. We were near the water, and every fall when my father put the garden to bed for the year, we would go down to the beach, collect seaweed, spread it across the garden, rototill it right in. If we could only find big pieces, we would drive over the seaweed with the lawnmower, and the blade would grind it up. And you could put a couple of inches or more of seaweed. Turn that in. That's step one. If you can get animal manure, well-seasoned animal manure, in the fall of the year, horse, has to be at least a year old, cow or chicken. Buy it by the truckload, and you will get along with the animal manure, straw or wood shavings that you will blend in, and that will give you organic matter. So seaweed, animal manure, compost. It will give your soil organic matter, which will give it body to revive it so that all the microbes can live in your soil. Then you plant winter rye. And winter rye is wonderful. Each seed that you plant will grow up to 1 mile of roots in your garden. You plant it in late September, it will come up, it's very coarse, and it will grow as long as the ground isn't frozen. So it may get to be 4 to 6 inches tall before winter. In March, as the ground warms up, it will grow again. And you'll let it grow to be a foot tall by mid to late April. At that point, you take your weed whacker and you cut all the grass down right to the soil line or your lawnmower. But mow it and leave it right in your garden. And then rototill. If you don't cut the grass before you rototill, it will tangle itself around the tines of your rototiller, and you'll have a big, big problem. So it has to be cut down first, and you blend that into your soil, and that will give you more organic matter in your soil. Okay? So, now, Scotts just released about a month ago, and they're the only company that has it, a nut sedge killer. So go to your local garden center, and if they don't have it, they can order it for you. It's made by Scotts, and it's the only company that has a nut sedge killer. And even though you sifted that soil, there are still little nuts in the ground that will come up. It's a pre-mixed bottle. Spray it directly on the nut sedge, and goodbye. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scotts GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scotts GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only
$39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Steve from Maine with a question about his arborvitae.
Steve, good morning. Tell me what's happening to him.
Good morning. For the last four summers, I've been planting arborvitae. I'm planting about 3 feet apart, digging the soil down about a foot and about 4 feet in diameter and putting in Miracle-Gro tree and shrub soil, adding it with the moss and local soil.
Okay.
Come springtime, I seem to lose probably 30% of my trees. Can you help me?
You're losing a third of, you shouldn't lose a third of your trees. Are these nursery-grown plants that you're buying?
Yes, they are.
Okay, and how large?
3 to 4 feet tall.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would do is I would go back to the nursery and bring your receipt, and the nursery should guarantee them to survive the winter. And if they won't replace the plant, then it's time for you to go elsewhere. Because they should guarantee that plant to grow from the time that you plant it until the following springtime. And it sounds to me like you've done everything. You've conditioned the soil. You've been spacing them properly. And as long as you've been watering them a couple times a week for at least the first couple of months, and then once a month right up until the fall season, there's not a heck of a lot more that you can do. Now, are they potted or are they wrapped in burlap?
They came potted.
Okay, and you're taking them out of the pot, right?
Yes.
Okay, it sounds like a crazy question, but I've had people tell me they've left them in the pot. Did they turn brown before the fall season? Or didn't they just turn brown when spring arrived?
some of them had just like a branch or a small leaf start to turn brown. Some of them just were perfect, you know, warm weather, and then all of a sudden the whole tree turned brown.
Okay. Are they in a real windy area?
No, near? In a sunny area.
Okay. And are they getting sun all day?
Probably most of the day.
Okay. Then if you're planting them the way that you told me, and you're caring for them properly, and you're conditioning the soil, feeding and water, then I would go back to the nursery and say, listen, you know, I bought a lot of plants here, and I'm losing a third every year. And you've done everything. And it's either they replace them at no charge, or you begin to shop elsewhere. And you can tell him that I said that. A reputable nursery should guarantee their plants for one season. So if you buy it in April, May, or June, and you plant them correctly, and you've done everything like you've told me, and when April comes, May comes, and the new growth begins on the plant, and yours turn brown, it's not you. It's the nursery that has the problem. So you give them a call, you tell them you talk to me on the radio, and you want those plants replaced because you can't do any more than you've already done. It could be a bad batch. It could be that the root ball that they dug and put it in the pot was not adequate. But you have done everything possible, and it's not your fault. It's the quality of the product that you got from them. It doesn't hurt to ask, but tell them that you talk to me on the radio, and this is what I recommend that you do. Now, as summer progresses, this is a very, very productive month. Your Rosa Sharon is going to be blooming like crazy in the weeks ahead. If you have buds that do not open on your Rose of Sharon, pull the bud off. Take a sheet of white paper and pull the bud apart and crumble it on the white paper. Little black dots will appear when you crumble it. If they begin to move, you have a mite or a red spider mite. Apply a product like tree and shrub. Spray it on the plant and soak the ground to kill the mite, or you won't have any blooms. Have a great week, everybody.